Back in 2005, newly elected Governor Chris Gregoire made it one of her top priorities: make sure every child in Washington has health insurance. By 2007, the legislature expanded the state's free and subsidized insurance program called Apple Health for Kids. About 70,000 children had no insurance. Today, there are still more than 70,000 without insurance.
We've definitely increased our focus on why aren't these kids getting signed up.
Liz Winders is in the front lines at HealthPoint Community Clinics in King County. She works with parents to help them find free and very low-cost insurance.
People just simply aren't aware that there's coverage available. Maybe they think because they are not eligible for any coverage that their children aren't either.
There are special programs just for kids. State officials also see awareness as a problem, which is why they keep funding marketing campaigns, including this one that's running this spring.
Introducing Apple Health for Kids. It's free or low-cost health insurance for kids and teens in Washington.
A group of health insurance companies has been trying to attract low-income members this spring in Pierce County by holding health fairs with bouncy rides to attract families. Organizers admit they've struggled to get much interest. All of this is a sort of dress rehearsal for next fall, when President Obama's healthcare program opens for business. That whole project depends on getting hundreds of thousands of people to sign up for insurance. Liz Winders says the paperwork itself can be a huge barrier.
It can be a very personal thing, I think, applying for insurance and having to go through your income and circumstances with a stranger.
What if you work part-time jobs and your hours keep changing? Your eligibility might go away. This all might improve next fall because the new health insurance exchange is supposed to streamline the enrollment process. Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.